The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back to the best self-help show on the internet with Madeline Gerwick. Madeline's magical cures for what ails you, about to be once again laid out on the great banquet table we call the Jeff Rentz Program.
Hello, hello.
All right.
How was your holiday? Was it good?
How was your holiday?
Great.
Good. I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah.
No, mine was... I'm glad yours was good. Okay, so... and I do want to say to a couple of our listeners who sent very nice cards and a little package, thank you. It was very thoughtful and very kind, and I very much appreciated it. So... Now, you have laid out, astrologically speaking, as we do our self-help program, we want people to help themselves, what's ahead. And I honestly, I'm looking forward to hearing this. I didn't fully read what you sent me. Madeline
okay.
writes this beautiful a synopsis of the what she wants to present because I wanted to hear it and react to it in real time. So what... Where do you want to start? What do you want to start
with? Well, first I just want to mention that after I talk a little bit about January and where we're at with this full moon here and our new moon, I'm going to give some of the annual overview so that people can have a preview of the year ahead, is quite interesting, of course. But today is the full moon, and full moons are known for when things come to light. You see the full picture just like you see the full moon. And so we have some interesting things that are going on. Uh-huh. And since it's the first full moon of the year, it's also kind of the setup for the year. And this is an interesting full moon because it's got the sun trine Uranus and the moon sextile and Mercury trine Uranus as well. It's very close to the sun. So uh-huh. So it's kind of a signal that it's not business as usual. And this, of course, is the day that the Supreme Court was supposed to determine whether they will consider the Brunson case. Now, we talked about that last
yes.
time. That's the one where the 385 members of Congress were alleged to have had their had broken their oath of office or violated their oath of office, I think is the word they used, and along with Biden, Harris, and Pence. And so so that case was about all of those officials being removed from office and prevented from ever holding office anywhere at any level in the U.S. again.
Right.
So today was the day that they were supposed to have decided, and of course we don't know yet because the Supreme Court usually releases their decisions on the following Monday. So interestingly enough, Monday is the day that Mercury will be exactly trine to Uranus, suggesting that we'll get surprising or unexpected news.
Okay, all right, let's say they come down on the side of truth, justice, the American way, and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
What physically are we going to see happen right away, if anything?
Well, then the military would be basically removing those people from office.
Brought in to clean house. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, this is a very odd situation, you see, because there are actually multiple ways this could be decided. You know, they could decide not to hear the case. They could decide to hear the case. And then when they hear the case, they could decide, no, they don't really have a case. or they could decide, like you say, they could decide in favor of the case. But there's only one outcome for all of those possibilities, and that's that the military will step in. So if they decide not to hear the case, that'll prove to the military that the court is corrupt. And there was another...
I'm worried about, Madeline, excuse me, I'm worried about the military. Is the military corrupt? There's been, since the Clintons, the military has been under siege in terms of removing patriot high-level
right.
officers, generals on
right.
down.
And it does. It, that, we are have seen a lot of evidence of that. But in the cycles, that yeah. is not what shows up. In the cycles, we see Saturn trine to the USA Mars, which is a very strong, highly positive cycle for the military. And it's all in houses related to domestic action, not overseas. And there's also a cycle where the current Mars that overhead, which is stopped, by the way, we'll get to that in a moment, but it's only going to move like maybe 6 minutes and 10 days or something like, or no, 6 days. It's just... Maybe it'll move 10 minutes in 6 days. This is a very tiny amount per day. It's basically stopped. Uh-huh. And it's sitting on top of the U.S. Uranus. Now, it's a very highly volatile, unexpected actions type of cycle. So there's a lot of action associated with that cycle. And that's happening. It's really exact for pretty much the entire month. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have a strong set of cycles right now for the military to take action. In this particular case, I think maybe the military wanted to use it as their sort of excuse, if you will. Whichever way it theoretically works out, it doesn't really matter to the military. They're ready to take action either way. If the court is corrupt, great. They'll arrest the court too. So we'll see. But we have some interesting cycles all converging at the same time, and one of those is that Jupiter moved into Aries. Now that happened on December 20th, and last year Jupiter was in Aries for a while, maybe about 5 months. And when Jupiter's in Aries, Jupiter represents legal stuff. It represents a whole bunch of things, but it always represents the legal, constitutional, and those justices, judicial decisions, legislatures, that sort of stuff. And in Aries, it has a lot of courage. Jupiter in Aries best description I ever heard of it was, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And I just saw last night that a someone who had been on the Wisconsin, I think he was a previous judge and he was on the Wisconsin election board, finally came forth to reveal a whole bunch of details about the election fraud. So there you go. There's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, this is the sort of thing that happens when Jupiter's in Aries. So you could very well get a decision by the court that says, yeah, they violated their office, their oath of office. You know, it's a very real possibility. And Mercury's retrograde now, so things are being re-looked at, reconsidered. And, of course, his case is coming before them during Mars and Mercury retrograde. Now, the interesting thing about this case is that the U.S. government did not respond with a defense to it. So they had no response except to say that somebody else is going to represent these defendants.
That's different than no contest. That's no response. They didn't enter a no response. They didn't enter anything.
They didn't enter anything, no. So there is not, the court is not required to hold a hearing because they have everything in front of them.
Right.
From the one side, from the Brunson guy. And so... And there is no response from the other side, so they're except to say that someone else is going to represent these people, not me. And so, so there is no requirement for the Supreme Court to actually hold a hearing. They could just choose to decide conference.
They can do no response then as well, so to speak.
Well. Their no response would have to be that they weren't going to consider the case. But if they
that's
consider
what I mean.
The case,
they can no respond it. However you want to phrase it, that's true.
Right.
I get it.
Exactly.
So
that would be a reason why the military would come in and arrest because all three of the
ones in the pink spiked heels.
Well, that would represent to the military that all three branches of the government were corrupt, and so they would start arresting. But I'm just saying there is a good chance because Jupiter
is
in Aries.
Sounds a little bit like QAnon. Be careful.
What's that?
I said it sounds a little like QAnon, so keep it structured toward your...
I'm just telling you what the cycles say.
No, I'm saying keep it structured toward the astrological foundation.
Yeah, it is all astrological. Yeah, Jupiter in Aries could mean that they will decide to not only hear the case, but they may decide that it's correct, that these people did violate their oaths of office. So we'll have to wait and see. Monday is the earliest that would happen. That to me is that's the most likely day that they would announce it. Mercury is retrograde, which means it's going to pass up Uranus and then come back again and it'll trying it again late in the month, actually. So it could be late in the month or early next month before they announce it. That's not impossible. But it's kind of interesting that it's exact on Monday the 9th. So that's pretty interesting. And there's also another very, very important cycle occurring right now, which is Pluto conjunct Pluto. Now, that peaked for the last time on December 28th, and it's very tight and very exact right now. And it's going to stay within 1 degree for this entire month, which is a very strong action time, basically. And this particular cycle is essentially asking, you know, for an answer to the question, are you going to reclaim the Republic of the United States or give it up? And so I think, based on the cycles that I'm seeing, the Saturn overhead trining the USA Mars, the Mars overhead sitting on top of the USA Uranus, and Pluto overhead sitting on Pluto, the USA Pluto, this is the military saying, yeah, we're going to reclaim the Republic. So one way or the other, something's going to happen. Now, we have both Mars and Mercury retrograde. So, first of all, usually that means delays. Almost always it means delays. But the Mars retrograde also is associated with war, or military action is very common during Mars retrograde. And Mercury retrograde, of course, is re-looking at, reconsidering things that happened in the past. And did you make the right conclusion or decision or choice, you know? So both of those are occurring right now, and it'll be interesting to see how that works with this particular case. So everything that I can see, and I did also look at the Supreme Court cycles, and even that looks as though they are going to most likely choose to say that they did violate their oath of office. Now, we do have another cycle that's really delightful for this particular full moon. It's Venus trine Mars. Now, keeping in mind that Mars is retrograde, so there's some delay in this, but the primary meaning of Venus trine Mars is that you can get what you want. It's just, in this case, you can get what you want, but there's a little bit of delay to it. And so, for an individual, that's suddenly realizing that, hey, here's the missing piece to my plan that I'm trying to figure out, or here's some funds so that I can make my new plan work out, that sort of thing. It's like something is coming in that makes it possible for people to move forward. Now, Mars is going to actually stop going retrograde on the 12th. So beginning the 13th, it will start to crawl forward. It's very, very slow. And it doesn't actually get to new territory until March 16th. So it's got quite a ways to go to get to new territory. But in the meantime, particularly by the end of the month, things will start to feel like they're breaking loose a little bit, and things are moving forward. And Mercury stays retrograde through the 18th. So on the 19th, it starts to crawl forward, and it takes, you know, several days for it to get up to speed. And then it actually gets, I think, to, It takes until towards the end of the month for Mercury to get to its new, February 6th. It takes till February 6th for Mercury to get into new territory. So, see, you're really looking at this month being sort of a prep month in a lot of ways. But things are starting to break loose. And we'll see what happens.
Loose, does that necessarily mean break loose in a forward, constructive, enlightened fashion? Or could it be breaks loose as in imploding and disintegrating fashion?
It's of course, somewhat dependent on a person's intentions, right? But in general, you're looking at some action towards the end of this month. You see, right now, just look at what's been going on with the trying to get a Speaker of the House. You see, it stopped, right. Just like Mars.
Pick a crook.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, it stopped. The process is stopped dead in its tracks.
McCarthy is up on his 14th vote now. Now, you all know that McCarthy is in all likelihood going to be forced in there. He's a player.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to force him in there. 14 votes, though. He's lost 13.
That's insane. It's totally insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's totally insane. Yeah. So, and I don't expect that he'll get it, you see.
Really?
Mars and Mercury both retrograde. Full moon. Oh, and Sun trine Uranus, by the way.
He doesn't deserve it. None of them do, frankly. I couldn't name one I'd like to see in that position. After Ice Cream Nancy, I think the position would be dropped.
Sun trine Uranus can represent changes in leadership, but it can also represent unexpected or surprising actions by leaders. So I'm not expecting McCarthy to get that position. I think it would be surprising if he did. So, and I'm just saying that based on the full moon, because it's all happening at the full moon. And basically what you're watching is a signal. And the signal is it's not business as usual, or they would have had him in there on the first vote, or certainly by the third one.
You know, everybody seems to have a price in politics. They can be bought or they can be threatened.
And right.
How many votes does he need? How close has he gotten? I haven't been following it, to be honest. Do you know?
I think he needed 18 or, I forget, 18
and
or 19,
18
20
18 or
votes,
20 holding
like
out. That's what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to get it. I think that's not a possibility with these cycles. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So.
Oh, I'd say, for sure. Okay, hang on a second. We'll be right back with Madeline as we take a look ahead at the year 2023 through the eyes of astrology. Next, hold on. Astrology at the coming year. All right, Madeline, go right ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, we are still in the midst of a 40-year economic and social revolution, and we have another 17 years left of this process. Now, it started in May of 2000. It's going to end at the end of October 2040. So, like I say, another 17 years of economic and social revolution. This is the background we're living in, and so it's good to keep that in mind. That's actually based on a 20-year cycle that occurred in 2000 and occurred again in 2020. And that cycle, by the way, has not occurred back-to-back since 1047. So 1047.
Well back. Yeah.
Yes, to 1087.
What happened in 1066, Mama?
I don't know, but I know it wasn't too good. it was a lot of changes, shall we say.
I'll tell you what happened in 1066. Hold on. Let me find out what they have to say here. If they cover it properly. Yeah, all right. The Battle of Hastings. It's a big war in 1066. Between the Norman-French army of William, the Duke of Normandy, and the English army under the Anglo-Saxon king, Harold Godwinson.
Goodness.
Beginning
what
the
a
Norman
name.
Conquest of England. Yes, Godwinson. So,
yeah,
1066,
there you go.
The Battle of Hastings. There you go.
There you go. So now, in addition, we've had Pluto in Capricorn for... Well, really, since 2008, and that's all about economic transformation and permanent change. When you hear the word transformation from an astrologer, it means permanent change. But it's going to tiptoe into Aquarius on March 23rd and stay through June 10th. So it's a pretty short window that it's going to be there. and it's going to move back into Capricorn for some more cleanup until June 20th of 2024. Uh-huh. And so then it will move back into Aquarius, and I think that's November of 2024 that it will actually move in there and stay until January of 2044. So it'll be there for 20 years. These are all big deals. And one thing you might start noticing is, and actually these outer planets that are real slow, when they're within 5 degrees of the next sign, they start to influence it. Mm-hmm. Pluto in Aquarius is about artificial intelligence. So, and using artificial intelligence for control. Now, there are other more positive ways that it can be used. As a matter of fact, our U.S. Constitution was written under and approved under Pluto in Aquarius. So there are very positive things that can happen under Pluto in Aquarius. It just depends on which side gets the upper hand. So I just recommend that during that time, people pay attention to what's going on and see where is the AI taking us at that time, because it'll be back. Now, Uranus is still in the sign of Taurus through April of 2026. Now, that can suggest financial system changes, currency changes, earth changes like earthquakes, volcanoes, that kind of stuff. And it can include changes in values, which, of course, we're watching radical changes in values. And there are many potential changes to the financial system, including the possibility of a change to the currency becoming asset-backed. But you could also have the dollar disappear in favor of a crypto coin. That wouldn't be my favorite, but that's certainly a possibility under this type of cycle.
Over 90% of crypto designations, coins if you want, have disappeared now. Bitcoin's doing well.
Wow.
It's holding on. But over 90% of that massive field of crypto coins is gone.
Is gone. Mm-hmm. Now, you could also have a complete change in how money is transferred. So I fully expect that before this is over, the SWIFT system will be completely eradicated. and I think you're going to see banking changed. Taurus represents is representing banks, and I just think you're going to have something completely different for how money is stored and accessed and transferred, and I just think banking is going to change considerably. Now, this year, the Uranus is going to reach a degree which is known for blowing off something. So, being as how it's in the sign of Taurus, and one of the things that could blow off are cryptos or fiat currencies, I think both of those are in great danger. the only coin that I know of that's gold-backed is Meta One coin, but there probably are some other ones out there. But if you don't have a coin that's backed by something, I would not be in it, because I think they're all going to blow off in value. And that's likely to occur between July and October. It could even start as early as June. So I would not have just your wealth stored in things like stocks or cash or cryptos.
Wealth?
I would make sure.
Wealth?
Well, whatever.
Wealth?
Whatever word you want to call that.
How many of our listeners have wealth?
I would have some gold and silver, because that's the only thing that you could definitely point to that would not fall with that particular cycle. Now, one thing to be aware of is that we have many governments, local, state, federal, all of them, many, many have pension funds that are seriously underfunded, and they're basically bankrupt. So if the dollar continues to fall or blows off, as I just said, like could happen again with the cryptos, and your interest rates continue to rise, which the Federal Reserve is promising, those pension funds would be in even worse shape. So I'm just warning people that bonds do not look like a good investment.
Not a don't and tell it would be within a mile what, of them. No.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You're basically buying somebody's debt, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to get paid. So
it seems to me insane on the face of it. It's crazy. I don't get it.
So it's safer to be in gold and silver than in any government bonds. I just want people to remember that. It's safer to be in gold or silver than in any government bonds.
Right.
And, you know, they're already, gold and silver are already increasing in value. And there's going to come a point where the powers that be or were, depending on your perspective, are not going to be able to control those prices anymore. They've done an incredible job of keeping them down and making sure they don't get above a certain amount. But I think we're getting very close to where that's going to fail. So you have a lot of forces now in the world. The BRICS are putting together their program. They're getting more and more countries on board with their program. the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar is basically toast. China is set up with Saudi Arabia now, so they don't need the U.S. for any of that stuff anymore. So I'm just saying it doesn't look like a good way to store your money.
Don't put it in a bond. Just drop this in. Look, everyone, how quickly, and you don't have to be living in America to have seen this. I'm sure probably many of you overseas see it even clearly than many Americans because our media is so utterly controlled and full of liars and frauds. This country has been financially, and many others have been made to suffer, but this country has been financially destroyed. And
yep.
It was all part of the plan. This is all,
yep.
It was told to me four plus years ago. And to see it happen and to see people in denial is quite remarkable. But there are people in denial. They keep putting money in the stock market. It's all coming down.
It's crazy.
It's coming down. Sorry, but it is.
Yep. Yeah, stocks, you know, they're not going to do well either if the finance. And one thing about a potential change in the financial system, we don't know which change will occur, black hat or white hat. We just don't know which one. We think or hope maybe it'll be the white hat one, but we don't know. And if the black hat guys are the ones who succeed in that financial system change, they will crash the system. They will crash the stock market, and it will be nasty. So, of course, I don't want that to happen, but it's just something to be aware of, that might not be a good place to have your money. I would not put it there. You could even put things into IRAs, or, you know, put your 401k or IRA into gold. That's or silver. You can do that. That is actually a thing you can do. Okay, so the other thing that's happening early this year, Saturn is going to move into the sign of Pisces for a little over 2 years, and it does that on March 7th. Now, Saturn represents structures. It represents processes, buildings, governments, organizations, responsibilities, duties, all these kinds of things. Pisces represents like the ocean and no boundaries and being in contact with God or the infinite or the cosmos. You see, these two energies are very weird together. So what you have with this is fluid structures. Basically, all the structures that we are aware of, that we're so familiar with, they're all going to be in flux for a little more than the next 2 years. And so and I'm going to talk about one of those in just a moment here, but I'm just trying to prepare people for the fact that this is happening. We have the financial markets possibly being in flux, right? That's a structure. You know, just everything is sort of looking towards multiple changes. And that really is the whole point of having fluid structures, is that you're going to have a bunch of what I call temporary structures in place, or temporary processes, or temporary managers. You see, all of these things are temporary because they're all in flux and they're going to continuously change over the next couple of years. Now, one of those changes is that we have cycles for med beds and other advanced technologies related to energy being released early this year. So just as an example of that, the company that I am using their device to go to their med bed was given complete freedom to release their med bed and make it available to the public. So they have had over 40 years when they were not able to do that. So I think that's very interesting because the cycles show up, and this is Jupiter conjunct Chiron in Aries with Venus. So these cycles are showing up for a lot of money and a lot of growth with these new technologies that are just now being released. And you probably are going to start hearing about this, I think, at the end of this month because it shows up in the new moon. And but it becomes really strong by the end of February, and it peaks in early March. So you will start seeing this happen. Now, a med bed can heal anything, any disease, any injury. It can regrow.
Now, I have to say something.
Well, wait, let me finish.
Views and opinions being presented by our guests are hers and hers alone. They do not necessarily reflect this program, the host, the network, or its sponsors. It's a very, very volatile subject. I just need to put that on the table.
Sure, of course. So once these med beds are out and in full use, what's going to happen to your hospitals and your healthcare system?
They're already all falling apart. You don't have to worry. They're done.
they're all going to completely change to something completely different. And you probably are wondering, since they had the little problem on the NFL the other night, what's going to happen to the NFL? Well, I imagine these guys are going to end up getting into a med bed or one of the other new technologies for healing. There's other systems out there that do healing, frequency healing.
So, okay, let's go on with our astrology, my dear.
So that is one of the big cycles, Jupiter conjunct Chiron in Aries. Okay. And with Venus, by the way, with Venus, so there's a lot of money that goes into it. Then the North Node moves into Aries this year. Now, at the moment, the North Node of the Moon is in the sign of Taurus. So this is basically the balance point between the high and the low of the economy. The high is when the North Node is in Leo. The low is when it's in Aquarius. So Taurus is right in the middle where it's just basically in balance. Mm-hmm. Not growing, but not dropping. now it's going to move into Aries. And that is typically seen as a time when the economy is starting to drop. And it'll be there for a year and a half. Now, it's going to move in there on July 18th of 2023. And so then it's going to be there for a year and a half. And then there is a couple of other cycles that are really, well, there's one that's really negative for the economy. This is Pluto square the nodes. And that thing, it's in range for a long time. It's basically in range for something like March until November. So it's in range a long time. It peaks in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. But the good news is when Jupiter moves into Taurus, that will actually help the economy. And that's going to happen around May 16th or 17th, right in there. So that will help the economy for the rest of the year. It'll stay in Taurus the rest of the year. And that should help offset some of that stuff.
May I? When you say help the economy, are we talking about individuals who are struggling, who used to be middle class perhaps, who are trying to survive? Or are we talking about big money, big business, that fashion of the economy?
Well, it can happen either way. It's not restricted to one or the other. But, you know, Jupiter in Taurus is really about building security. And one of the things that happens, it depends on your perspective. A lot of people are accustomed to having a job and having the security of a particular paycheck. But as you can see, if you've had a job and been laid off or fired, that really is not good security. Your better security is to have a business.
Right.
So a lot of people are actually waking up to that, and they may build their businesses. See, Jupiter's in Aries right now, so entrepreneurs are getting started. That's a very strong cycle for entrepreneurs to get moving. And then as Jupiter moves into Taurus, it will be more about building those businesses up and increasing the economy that way. If you really look at the statistics, the majority of all jobs come from small businesses. So it's a fallacy that the corporations are where it's at. It's been a fallacy for a long time because way back in the 90s, they started merging and eliminating jobs. And really, it's just been a rat race ever since then. So I don't see that economy being, you know, it's not that economy anymore. We're in the Aquarian age, the Aquarius economy, the air economy. So it's a different economy than what we had,
Gerwick economy.
Well, it's a little different. It's a little bit different from what we've had. Now,
what are you putting your wealth into, Marilyn?
I like gold and silver. And I do have Meta One coin, which is backed by gold. It's the only coin I know of that's backed by gold.
Right. Now, Madeline would be the one to ask. All right, that's why I asked. And so that doesn't mean she has it stored under her mattress, so don't get any ideas.
I mean, you know, I don't think there's another great, I mean, you know, buy a farm, you know, if you have a lot of money, buy a farm. But, you know,
I think a lot of farms are going to be rather cheap soon, as will a lot of homes. As the number of people in this country actually diminishes, the real estate market is already down considerably. One-third of all real estate agents are said to potentially be going to quit the field entirely because there are no sales. So this is not looking good. One-third.
Well, and remember, it's looking as though, you know, the economy is heading down with this one particular nodal cycle where it moves into Aries. Now, one caveat I should mention about that is that all of our data for this particular nodal cycle is known as the McWhirter nodal cycle.
Okay.
That all of that data was collected while we had an Earth economy, so we don't know if it will continue under this air economy.
Right. So maybe we're using the wrong template here.
Well, it's possible. You know, we just have to wait and see because it's still pretty new. But I do really, really, really need to mention Venus retrograde between July 22nd and September 3rd. And this is a particularly rough Venus retrograde where it looks like it's square to Uranus while Uranus is in the degrees of blowing off currencies and cryptos. So definitely a very rough time for finances is during that Venus retrograde from July 22nd through September 3rd. And Venus will square that Uranus before then. So I do recommend that you get out of whatever currency you might be in, or, you know, if you have anything you can do beyond your your monthly requirements. I would put it into silver or gold or possibly Meta right. One if you can manage it.
All right.
So that's what it's looking like for the year. And I know I don't have time to go any further, but...
Well, this is all helpful, and for those who are following your work, and I appreciate it. 91% of cryptos from 2014 are all gone now. They're just dead.
That is incredible.
There were so many then, but they're gone. And how many more are going to fall apart soon? The government is moving toward digital currency. We all know that.
Right.
Also,
right.
Social credit scoring, et cetera.
Right.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
This is why I say I'm not happy about the Pluto in Aquarius, because that's the sort of thing that Pluto in Aquarius likes to do. More control via AI, via artificial intelligence. You see, that's all forms of that.
I'll give you 45 more seconds if you want to cram something in that's crucial.
Yes, you should come to my website, Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, guides, GUIDES.com. Get your good timing guides for 2023 so you know good times to take important actions. And get your newsletter so you know what's coming up. And that'll give you a complete picture of what's going on.
Thank you for my guide. I got it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. It gives you a good idea of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's
super
good,
duper,
good
you guys.
Okay, Madeline.
Start the year off right. Be happy.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Good
take
idea.
Take care.
Night. Madeline Gerwick. Okay. Back in a flash with Erica and lots ahead. Stay right there. Oh, in third hour tonight, Father Paul Kramer will be with us from England to discuss the death of the deposed, overthrown, real Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, next, after hour two. So he'll be with us tonight. Hang on.